Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959
on Kaya.
On the street, on the air.
So yesterday, Humus was like, you know, there's something that I want us to talk about when it comes to marriage.
The
importance.
The
of
importance of being right, or versus the importance of having peace.
Okay. Let's listen to this.
How do you keep a marriage going for a man? Three things you have to do. Whatever your wife wants, you do it.
Number two,
whatever your wife wants, you do it. Number three, remind yourself that whatever your wife wants, you do it.
Hallelujah.
It took me about 7 years of marriage to realize that I'd rather be at peace than be right. Because every time you fight for your justice, you trade your peace for it.
Yes.
And people have traded, they've won so much justice, they have no peace left.
I'm sure Nigerians are just crazy, this one.
No, but think about it. Is the justice worth the peace? Is the justice worth the peace? So you let us know, what do you think? Whatever your wife wants, you do it. Is it really the best way to keep a marriage happy? Because then, guess what? There's peace in the house.
No. Some people are spiteful because then your wife will say, "Ntengeli panoi." That time you don't even have a job.
No, I'll say no.
No, man.
I'll say no.
Tell me why.
One. That means everything she wants, she must get.
Oh, that's a nice sounding sentence.
No, that's not fair though. That's really not fair. So basically, in this marriage, my sole purpose is to make her happy.
Yeah, you're an ATM.
Basically, so you're saying, as I'm out that I'm married, our sole purpose in life is to make our wives happy. That's all.
What role do they play?
Whatever she wants, she gets, according to what you're telling us now.
So there's another clip that goes on to try and address what you're saying, Skumba. That speaks about women, whatever they get, they multiply. You give them a sperm, they make a baby. You give them groceries, they make food.
Yeah.
You give them a house, they turn it into a home.
Uh-huh.
Trust and believe that a happy wife will make you extremely happy.
How?
Oh, try it.
I know so many who don't even cook, so I don't know what are you talking about.
No, but I'm being dead honest. Whatever the woman receive, they multiply. It's their nature.
It's not true.
With what Glenn just said now, which you know so many people that are women that don't even cook. Do you know how important a home
meal is?
And to out that is paying everything that he needs to pay and has a wife, a beautiful wife and dream that doesn't cook. You telling me that guy is happy? I can tell you for free, he's not.
But then that's your problem. Your trade-off was incorrect. Because if we are trading now, if we are counting, you've done 1, 2, 3, where's your 1, 2, 3? If we are doing that, then we are not in a marriage. We are transactional. We are not in a
then
relationship.
Then it goes back,
we are transactional.
Transactional goes back to what you just said, to say, If you want your woman to be happy, whatever she wants, she gets. That is transactions.
063.
That is transactions. You can't win on this one.
She's always going to side with women. And you're just being ridiculous.
Chance, please.
I'm not being ridiculous.
Chance,
you're being silly
know.
As well on top of
and
that.
And I want testimonies from men
who
have seen it work in their favor. That they are not always disagreeable. These two are always disagreeable anyway.
We are being honest and straightforward. And at the same time, we are being like Suavivar. It's just out there. There is no way.
You can't keep giving and giving and giving and giving
and
giving.
But when in your giving, you will get.
What is getting? What am I getting in the giving?
You will say, give.
Listen, I think she's here to annoy us. Please, before we leave the show now, we're not KG. Make a plan. Make a plan, lap.
Yo, Skumba. Yeah, bona lente bathi nje mele nje yonke into bazwakha ayithole. Ayifuna imela ayithole. Trust me, uyiwena njengeagent ne sebenze nge reverse psychology. Umupha loku akufunayo uyajabula. Now you are going to get izinto eziningi in return.
Hayi
ukuthi uzohamba nje.
Ngizobona
manje namanzi bese ayahamba. Hayi. Shamshaya nge reverse psychology shem. Angiyazi azithini. The more ungiphi izinto engizifunayo. happy, the more I also make you happy, Baba.
I literally need to
I'm happy on it.
Disagree with Khoboso. No, no, no. Oh. You know, one thing I've learned is that namadoda ayafuna ukuthandwa, namadoda ayafuna ukuncengwa, and they appreciate that as much as we women appreciate that. Namadoda ayafuna ukumanhlele sofeni man ukhumbaba umbrush brush
phansi,
and they really appreciate that. So also, different strokes for different folks.
As a young growing guy, I totally disagree with that. You don't,
of course
you can't
you
always give when she demands. You understand? Because sometimes you have to put your foot down as the head of the relationship to direct it. Because otherwise, they're going to be higher givers than you that she'll fall for, you know? So that's kind of like buying her love. You understand? Whereby when she requests, you always give. So nah. Somewhere you should also draw the line, as much as she won't give you everything that you want.
In defense of men, Tina, we are giving, most of us.
Sure.
We'll just...
Now, this is the thing. After doing all that I have to do for you, I don't want you to come to me and say, oh, yes, men also, men also need to be loved. Let's start there. I want it to be clear. If we're in a relationship, don't come to me with, oh, by the way,
because I bought you
this.
Because
I bought you 1, 2, and 3. Oh, now I need to brush your beard.
Yeah.
Oh, you brush your car. Let it be a norm.
Standard.
Let it be a norm. That's what you do. Why end right there? Because, oh, now I just bought you nice shoes.
I think you're defensive for nothing. I really do believe that unless you are harboring or a witch in your house, your woman is always looking out for you. So when this lady says that, when I am happy, it's also easy to ooze happiness.
So when you get the money,
the happiness,
you only ooze happiness when you have money.
Guys, it's not limited to money. They are also saying your time. Give me your time. Give me the love.
Choose one. If you want time, you're not going to get money.
I won't get time all the time the same way I'm not going to get money all the time.
So,
there's a balance, man.
When you start harassing me, it's for none.
Guys,
but that's what you guys do.
You are not harboring witches in your house. You are harboring partners, life partners, love partners. It's not about the swiping. It's about a holistic relationship.
You don't want Ayanda to read the news,
but
you don't want him to invoice.
No. But if you started the whole thing with that statement, because when you started with it, with what? Oh, whatever whatever you do, make sure
agree with it.
Agree
with her.
She was building a home.
I'm not a lawyer. She's building a
home. My grandmother used to say, a way to a man's heart is through his stomach. I say, go. We are pega. I will bring the fun. I will put my gunjala. You will see my husband. No, I'm going to have a home. So I agree with you. Never.
China Siavela City. Drizzle. Are you calling the Kununya Kumut?
Hi, Bo.
Women are taking advantage of us men. Jalo kumele siloku siyenzela bona uma ungayenzanga bayakubalisela mara bona bafuna ukubaliselwa. Right now we as men we are in our drizzle era.
Yo Motso, lalela bona ngathi ba confusile lapha kule happy wife abay understand.
I understand impilo.
Njalo ngicela bakufunele ichoko ne drawing board ubathwele
iphi. Bakudinga ama pictures.
Understand kahle.
Ngiyabonga.
Unomuntu nje.
Oh, sikhumba no then bantu imani kancane yonke le nto eshiwo Khumuso, she's deadly right, guys.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, mina, I do everything for my man because he does whatever I'm asking of him. Cooking, I do my best every day. There's no any way ngayenza ngayo, guys. I siyanithanda nanamsithandaafanayo.
Hayi bo basadi, so nina nifuna ukunikwa nje all the time. Yakhala ke ukuthi there's no man, imishado ayikho. Ahotsehal guys, uzekani. This thing is a give situation.
Exactly.
Philisana nje qha at the end of the day. You give, I give,
yes.
We give each other,
yes.
We are happy. Happy life. Hi, happy wife nje qha. What about the husband? What about the husband?
Happy is happy.
My opinion is that marriage is all about compromising. We both need to be happy. It shouldn't be one-sided. Typical example, yesterday we started the diet plan that needed us to weigh ourselves and measure the stomachs and all that. I refuse to do all those things because I believe that if I weigh 90 today, and then on the last day, I weigh 80. So that means I've lost 10. So why is the other stuff important? So I refused.
What happened to the meds there?
What?
What say he?
If you're 90, then you're 70, you're 45. Oh!
Puma malamba.
Mutso, awu wamanasis. There's no such. Happy wife, happy life. There's no such. Awu wa. When are you going to give until when? No, well, this thing will give a wife this, they will multiply it. Babak, they don't do that. They don't even do that. Umufilo. Like this one, arunkadi mechalete. When over, abaro kyo kitao. Kita severi sayak, and then we're not like replace. Who's that? Gain your nanti. So no ways. Awa.
I hope you are alive. Happiness belongs to you. Joy belongs to you. I was with happiness. If you're not happy, you're not happy. I don't know. Ayokho happy. Happiness ibelonga kuwe. If you are happy, konke kuyaflowa. If you are happy wena, noma ngenzile noma ngenzanga. Happiness yakho ingahlala endodeni. Please.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.